Greetings to all listeners. I'm Paige Estrotori here once again for Financial Services Online with the weekly insurance news wrap. Today, we focus on recent dramatic developments in the Australian insurance sphere, specified predominantly for our Australian consumers. Last week, a landmark announcement came from the New South Wales government. The 2024-25 budget has come into full focus on fortifying the state's resilience against natural disasters. A magnanimous allocation of $5.7 billion has been decreed for disaster prevention, indicating a strong shift towards sustainable safety and protection. The government, led by Chris Minns, has voiced its intentions to bring about key reforms in the Emergency Services Levy, or the ESL. This step involves transitioning to a property levy, which is expected to significantly decrease insurance premiums. The Insurance Council of Australia and Insurance Australia Group have roundly endorsed this move. They see it as a beacon of light for homeowners, especially in regions that are regularly beleaguered by floods. This proactivity from the NSW government is leading to a more affordable and equitable insurance landscape as it targets a major pain point: skyrocketing insurance prices. The anticipated revenue growth from the ESL is projected to undergo a substantial upswing, rising by $205.6 million by the year 2027-28. This comes in spite of an anticipated decrease in insurance duty revenues, indicating the government's primary focus on sustainable disaster resilience. Two further pivotal investments warrant attention. Firstly, an allocation of $525 million towards the Resilient Homes Program, which is designed to help homeowners fortify their homes against severe weather conditions. Secondly, a contribution of $87.4 million towards the Resilient Lands Program, a strategic initiative to curb the destructive impacts of extreme weather occurrences. With comprehensive plans like these, it's encouraging to see insurance affordability and disaster resilience being prioritized at such an elevated level. It certainly paints a hopeful picture for both individual consumers and businesses alike. That wraps up our news from the insurance front this week. Make sure to tune in next Tuesday for more updates. In the meantime, visit Financial Services Online's website, that's financialservicesonline.com.au, for any queries on personal and business insurance. This is Paige Estrotori signing off for today. Look after each other out there.